AJ, 3 years with a bundle of joy. Gordon Ramsay, let's get one thing completely clear, big boy.
I felt it coming. I heard the voice just start. You started to get a little twang on your voice.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
I wanted to go like Jess. I wanted to go like sweet with it, sure, but I got into carrots.
Yeah. I heard.
I almost invited somebody to work at my restaurant for a year.
Yeah, just.
Oh, welcome back, boys. Welcome back, listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how's things going, guys? I'm doing good to great. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah, excellent. How about you, Chuck?
I guess great.
I mean, I can't complain, really.
I'm somewhere in between, you know, a little better than good, not quite great.
I got no issues right now.
I mean, work's going good. Family's healthy. I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
Everything's great. Everything what they told you was going to be like, oh, you got to be a dad. You got to be fat and bald. Well, got the bald part down. All right. I had the fat part down. I'm not the guy that, like, they want to send into a burning house to save a family.
No, you're definitely not a firefighter.
I'm like, I looked at the smog coming from Nova Scotia and I'm out of breath. Like, today I was the guy that, like, listen. Ozone
layer.
That
they'll carry out. You know?
Yeah, there's free Ripta. Don't go out in the sun. Nova Scotia, smog's coming down, pretty much. They legit said to old people, like, not to go out today.
And pregnant women. Oh, yes. I think only women are pregnant, but...
Yes.
Or if you are pregnant, don't want it, go out.
What is a woman?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I shouldn't say what I'm saying.
You didn't hear me. Maybe I'll say it again. Well, if you are pregnant, you don't want it, go out.
Yeah, that's it. See, free abortions.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Plan smog.
Plan S.
You might be on to something. So what else is going on, guys?
You might be on to something.
I mean, nothing really. So I'll see you guys next week.
You know that they said that it's only 250 miles away, that fire? I feel like Canada's way further away than that.
Well, so it makes you fucking kind of get like in your Donnie bag, your conspiracy bag, and be like, so... If there was like somebody who unleashed a big fart or a nuclear bomb or something like that, it wouldn't take that long to cover the whole place off. Like, really.
I don't know. All I'm saying is everything is a conspiracy theory at first. I feel like that word just gets thrown around all the time. So who knows? But I think it's natural. Who knows? You never know. Oh, what happened there?
I thought Canada was cold.
Huh?
I said, I thought Canada was cold. How
Why is it a hot smog?
No, I'm just saying, like, the fire.
Like, temperatures were rising this week from the smog coming down from Nova Scotia.
I'm just saying, like, you would think it wouldn't catch on fire that easily. Maybe it's just dry.
I even seen the birds flying low.
Did you?
Yeah, they're like, I ain't into this shit.
Did you really?
Yeah. They look like the person that drives in the car alone with a mask on.
I've seen a lot of those people. Well, that's what they're telling people now. They say, if you're in New York City, put a mask on for the smog.
That's like I know we're borderline racist on this podcast, but I feel like that's something that happens in like Japan. Like,
I mean, I can see.
Oh my god, we have fucking 9 million citizens. Let's wear masks. Like, I didn't know the fucking smog was gonna come down that far.
Well, like I said, I actually think the smog would be a smart thing to wear a mask for. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I'd probably raw dog reality.
I mean, I'm not gonna wear one, but I would think. I'd wear that before a germ. I'd wear the
Somebody
mask
was like, go out to your car. Somebody was like, go out to your car and wipe your finger across it. You can see the smog. I was like, no, that's pollen.
That's
you
pollen, you
asshole.
Idiot. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude? People are so fucking dumb.
They're like, know what came home with that pollen? Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Ah, fucking Brittany Griner.
I heard she's got mad points back in the season this year. I swear to God, she.
No, like, actually, no, it's a good, good question.
She's pretty good. She's pretty good.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what team she's on.
She could have probably fucking helped the Celtics this year.
Probably not. Fucking Celtics breaking my heart.
I mean, maybe one of the biggest disappointing years in Boston sports, besides when they traded away Babe Ruth. Between the Bruins and the Celtics this year, the Bruins like on paper were like the best team like ever.
The Celtics are up, not ever, but like this, they were
the Celtics, dude. I'm sorry to say, dude. I feel like, I'm gonna give you one.
Okay.
Jason Tatum,
Hate him.
Is the Dak Prescott of the NBA?
I don't know. I think he's slightly better than Dak. In his own
Donnie,
right.
What the fuck?
Listen, I feel like with a better
thought you were going along there with me.
Nah, I feel like with a better quarterback, Dallas would be unstoppable. I feel like you put somebody else at that quarterback position in Dallas and you got a fucking Super Bowl contender. Dak, nah, he's just not the fucking guy. I feel like the Celtics are fucking right there. The Cowboys haven't been
at the Celtics
NFC
at this point, dude. It's
game.
Like a blow it up, yeah, though, dude. No, it's like they've been going. This has been the same team doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is they're like right there, like they're like making it to that tier, like championship game almost. Where
yeah,
the Cowboys,
but I feel like they've gone to that, like the Cowboys going to that same game can't get over the hump.
Well, they never went to like the NFC Championship game, the Cowboys, with Dak Prescott on the, center. No, they normally lose in the playoffs right off the rip. You know what I mean? Normally, they're one and done in the playoffs. But I feel like, not this past year, they beat the Bucks. But I feel like if they had a better fucking squad.
Well, it's a 49ers.
Not a better squad, a better quarterback. A better QB leading that squad, I feel like the Cowboys would be arguably the best team in football. I feel like Dak's just a fucking massive fucking letdown with who he has for wide receivers and running backs.
All right, man, I got it.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm still going to give him one more year until I'm done. I should be done this year. But because last year, not this past year, the year before, my wife's water broke after they lost to the 49ers and I was completely cocked driving her to the hospital and crying my eyes out, I feel like that was an off year. We got to give it one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't feel like that was like a good, but like I feel like my whole life people like, you know, back in the day that fathers weren't even in like the delivery room. They were like at the bar down the road. They're like, oh, we just had the baby. He's like, oh, I'm on my way there.
I'll be there in a few.
And I was like, I'm not going to be that guy. And then I'm like 2 months early, bombed.
She's I'm like, that guy.
No, she comes out. She goes, my water just broke. Like the alien lady in fucking Men in Black. That was like, on the side of the road.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, she's like, my water broke. I'm like, I'm gonna hit on the side of the road. She's gotta go to the fucking hospital right now. 2 months early. I'm like, you couldn't wait to fucking.
I was gonna get my shit together next month.
I did have my shit together. I did.
I know you.
I did.
I'm not saying you don't have it together. You know.
At the end of the bottom, I'm like, I did. And that's what's wrong. Actually, talking about getting shit together, Donnie, I'm going to agree with you on one. I actually tried to hold on to it. I ordered it a week ago. I ordered Creed 3. Dude, probably one of the most shit-ass movies I've ever fucking seen in my whole entire life. I've held on to, you're not a Rocky guy. I told, like, the first Rocky to me is like one of my favorite movies. And I get when you get into the older ones or Creed, like I get where you could fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
I thought Creed 1 was fantastic. I really think it was good. Creed 2, I liked it because the momentum they had. Dude, yeah. Creed 3, it was directed by Michael B. Jordan without Sylvester Stallone involved at all.
And it was complete shit.
Dude, it was garbage. Like when I tell you garbage, no substance, no like... And they had probably one of the best actors of this year, which is horribly said because I don't think he will be a great actor going forward, is Jonathan Majors, who was in the Marvel movie. He played Kang. He was in Creed 3. He plays like the counterpart. But
the one that looks like Mike Tyson in it? Like he dresses like Mike Tyson?
Yeah, but he just got caught up in like a domestic thing or whatever, and I think... It's like becoming to be proven true, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll might be in like the Marvel movies going forward, which is crazy.
Wow.
Because they put all their eggs in this basket.
I've been slacking on the soundboard.
They put all their eggs in the basket of this guy in Marvel. Like he's supposed to be like the next Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I watched Quantumania. It's losing its steam altogether.
Really?
The Marvel, I think.
Well, that's unfortunate, but honestly, I'm not surprised with Creed 3 sucking.
It was just like by the numbers, dude. It was like, oh, the hood guy got out of jail and said, you owe me a shot, and like...
Yeah, that kind of bullshit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was too predictable? Like that? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, but it had, Rocky was predictable, but it had, like, a little bit of... It got you at the heart, like, a little bit, like, in the training scene or, like, right before the training scene, they got you. There was always an angle that got to you.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was not that. I actually felt bad because I like Michael B. Jordan as an actor, and this was, I think, his first like directing debut.
Maybe his last.
Not good. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Hey, it's his first one.
Actually, I don't know if I just sent it to you because we're on the thing.
I already got it loaded.
Expendables
up.
4.
I've never seen 1, 2, or 3.
None of them.
Never.
So one.
You either.
One is kind of like crazy because it was like the first time all those guys were together. Two was like kind of corny, but the bad guy was Van Damme.
Oh, I like that. So it was kind of dope. I like that.
And Chuck Norris came out of nowhere, the Lone Wolf.
What?
He's in it too?
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, in the second one. The third one, I never seen. They actually loaded the PG or PG-13. So it wasn't like they had like Terry Crews in there.
All right, well, let's load it up then and watch it because now I'm
if Jet Li's in there, I'm.
Have you watched this preview yet?
No, I haven't.
So this is the first. Oh, we're all going to watch it together.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, well, Sylvester Stallone's 50
Cent in there?
Let's fly, baby!
Gonna let the the quality load.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a little for the 4K to fire up. It does.
Oh, there we go.
All Statham?
Welcome home, honey.
Oh, Megan Fox, I'm in. I'm in for it.
MGK?
Coming with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't invited.
Is this the right movie?
I know. Is this a romantic comedy?
Nothing can stop me. I can't get enough. Playing with dangerous bad behavior.
Ooh. Wow. Is this the
movie?
This is it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, why are you here?
I got this situation where I need your help.
I need bad friends.
Was that the new guy?
Junk ass pre-roll.
Oh, shit, 50?
I got a prescription scope.
Well, Hawkeyes, remember this face. Don't shoot it by accident.
Terrorists have taken possession of nuclear missiles on a cargo ship off the coast.
Oh, no.
If these babies go off, it'll be World War III.
Take cover!
To choose this life over friends, over family.
It's time to get loud.
Let's fly, baby!
Kind of looks good.
Come on, bring it. I'm gonna win big. Choose not the life of imitation. This did constitute the reservation. Now that's what I'm talking about.
You gotta do from the Raid.
Is that the biggest one you've got?
Oh, it's way bigger than that.
Wasn't that home the
Randy Couture?
Yeah.
What? It almost looks so bad that it might be good.
So it's Statham, 50 Cent, Megan Fox, which is so weird.
Fox.
Dolph Lundgren, let's get it. Lundgren,
yeah. Yeah.
Tony Jaa's from like the Unbok movies.
Yeah.
He's
a guy.
His name deserves that. I don't know who that guy is.
You Waze?
Yeah. You ass?
Like, not a Garcia clue. Stallone, Tran.
Yeah. Why is Garcia in there?
Yeah, who's Garcia?
Like Andy Garcia Andy from Garcia? Like...
Wait, he was in that? I didn't...
Yeah, yeah.
No shit.
Andy Garcia is like Expendables. He was like Godfather 3.
Oh, yeah. He was
Andy Garcia.
Ocean's 11. Yeah, he plays the bad guy.
I saw him. Yeah, I saw him in there.
Andy Garcia. He's a fucking staple.
Yeah.
But like Couture, 50's like a one-way fucking ticket to a DVD like rental. No?
Do you remember the 50 Cent game?
Yes, pretty much. I
what?
Would say so.
Do you remember the 50 Cent game? I think it was on PS2.
No, that was dope. That was a good game.
Do you know the game, right?
That was actually bulletproof.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You could be Tony Yeah.
You could be Tony who?
Tony Yeah. Yo.
Hell yeah.
There's a big movement on this podcast for Yeah. Yo.
Actually, I heard a song the other day he was on. I think it was a newer song. I was like, oh, no.
There's a couple.
It was not.
I feel like he's coming out with a new album, actually.
Yeah, he said he was dropping a new album.
He's on Vlad.
Maybe it was something on maybe it was on Shade 45 they were talking to him then. Maybe,
he like admits he's like, I think like, it was, I feel bad. He's like, yo, Fifth gave me like some money because I was a retard. Like he's like knows like he's like an idiot.
That's what I think he was actually on. He was on Shade 45. That's someone was talking. Lord Sierra. Someone was talking to him, and he's like, I got a new album coming out.
I
shit.
Haven't looked up, but I don't know if you know about it. What's the Adam 22 shit? Because he was on No Jumper. That was like his podcast. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was like a porn guy, but he was like a.
Watch out for that.
Oh, he was like a porn guy. Adam 22. He's like in mad porns. But he was like he has a hip hop.
This guy?
Yeah, he has a hip hop, like No Jumper was like his podcast. But like there was shit that happened on his podcast, but now it's like off air.
He exploited me for one day, from day one.
Yeah, I don't know like what the shit, like you never seen him at all, ever?
I don't know. I've watched a lot of porn, but I mean, I'm usually not good.
But
the guy.
Then they showed him like, so he's like old. He's like older, and he's like in the the van with like two young rappers like doing like Percocets or something. They're like, oh, fucking.
You watch porn?
Yeah. No, he's like that. So people call him out for being a weirdo, though. Like, he's like a Vlad. Like, people don't, like, love his shit.
Yeah.
But people still go on Vlad, though.
I go on Vlad because I like who's on Vlad.
Yeah, but some people go on Vlad and you're like, they're selling out. Right? They're like, they're like Young Thug on Vlad 47 years later.
R.A. was on there and shit. Like, I don't think so.
Him and Vlad look the same now because Vlad lost mad weight.
Yeah, him and R.A.?
Look at him up. He almost looks like Dave Attell. That's him on No Jumper.
Huh.
Tyrese ain't in the fucking new Expendables.
Says Tyrese calls out DJ Vlad for exploiting black culture.
I mean, if there was anybody to call it out, it'd be Tyrese.
How about the new Fast and Furious? Have you seen it?
No.
I mean, it's a part one of three. You know that?
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm so lost with Fast and Furious,
I heard there's
bro.
A new feud. That Vin Diesel's mad at Jason Momoa because he stole the scenes.
Is that really what happened?
I swear to God, look it up.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh my God!
Like how the guy's got one thing left. He's all pissed off at everybody else.
Vin Diesel versus Jason Momoa is a new Fast and Furious feud. That's literally what
he
said.
Oh brother!
He doesn't even talk like that.
Yes, he does. When he's Aquaman, he does.
Oh, shit.
Like, how does anybody... I feel like Jason Momoa was, like, a nice guy.
Yeah.
No?
Maybe. Man, who knows? I don't know. I haven't fucking heard enough about him.
It says Vin Diesel... It says, Radar reports that Diesel is blaming his new co-star, Jason Momoa's performance on the new Fast and Furious for causing the film to be trashed by critics. It's like, no, dude, it's because it's the 10th one, and you guys went from street racers to superheroes.
You know what's weird? It's right. They're making...
He went to space in the 9th one.
This week I heard they're making...
Are you fucking serious?
They went in a Fiero. In a Pontiac Fiero.
Oh, my God.
Jason even waited till the 10th movie to go to space.
Holy shit. You know that it is too far gone when they go to fucking space. And, you know...
But the thing is, people still buy tickets.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so fucking
They still
bad.
Go.
I only watched the first couple.
Oh, damn.
Look, Luda.
Wow.
Look, I'll just get to when they're in space.
Luda,
look,
why'd you do it, bro?
Luda's not expendable.
Look. That's them shooting to space right there. Look, in a fucking Pontiac Fiero.
They wear fiberglass.
That's so fucking bad, man.
And then you know how they get back?
I expect this shit out of Tyrese, but Luda... Baluda, come on, man.
Do you know how they got back?
I don't even want to know at this point.
Because these astronauts that are in space saved them. Because they ran into the only astronauts
Shut
in
up.
Fucking space.
Faith is not numbers. You know what, Tev?
Watch.
Probably
like 45
right.
minutes later, we're all stoned watching the movie like, oh.
We're not invincible.
Brian.
Look.
Is there any, jet fuel?
We come in peace.
I told you.
What were the fucking reviews of that movie? Oh, they had to be fucking
Oh,
terrible.
God. Fast 9? Like, it can't be good.
Oh, man. We got to look this up.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I got to know. That looked absolutely fucking horrendous.
Oh, it was bad. Three out of five.
I'm surprised it even got three. Somebody rated it five. Look at that.
Rotten Tomatoes,
I mean, I couldn't 59%. Give that one a bad review.
59% on Rotten Tomatoes. Look at the picture that comes up. 82% actually, 82% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Up, bro.
Yeah, no,
on.
That's the films. I mean, that's the
IMDb gave
it a audience score.
IMDb gave it a 5.2.
I mean, you can't argue with the
what
Rotten
did the
Tomatoes.
Machine get?
Oh, that I heard that was really good.
I heard it was funny.
Yeah.
The podcast changed to like, dudes look up shit on the internet.
29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, fuck.
No, no,
dude.
The.
Oh, 87%.
87, let's go!
Yeah, let's go. That's good.
Light up one of them jammies.
The first review. Didn't like anything about it. 2 hours of my life, I'll never get back. Popcorn was good. You suck, Terry.
That sucks.
He just rated it today, too, so if you listen to this, Terry, go fuck yourself.
That sucks. Imagine if you're like a guy, you go online and just look at the reviews, because I feel like he's a guy who would. He's like, oh.
Terry?
No, Bert.
Oh. Yeah, I got to read him on his podcast and cry.
Yeah. Huh?
And like read him on his own podcast.
So he like Tom Segura wasn't gonna go to his like premiere. He's like, oh, I just got back from Europe like 80 days. His wife called him, And he's like, oh, I'm not going to go. He's like, I moved. He like had to cancel like a book signing to go. And he's like, dude, he straight cried when his buddy showed up at the premiere. He goes, I didn't think you were gonna go. I mean, if I was going to have a movie premiere, you showed up, I'd probably cry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Burkreich is just...
No, he's like, I would cry.
Not necessarily for me.
I think he's hilarious.
I think some of his stuff, like the stuff that is hilarious, but I don't know. I like his stand-up. I feel like there's like a lot of silent moments for me where I just don't... But when he hits, he hits. I watched The Cabin, and I thought The Cabin was pretty dope.
So...
I liked a lot of his guests. You see The Cabin, Jesse?
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
So The Cabin was supposed to be like...
I liked it.
I liked it too.
The Cabin was supposed to be a sitcom, and then nobody could go because of COVID. So then they had all the cameras there, and shit. He's like, oh, we'll just like...
We'll do something else.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it, like, it became whatever. I don't think they'll probably even do another season ever.
No, it was a COVID
season. Did I talk
season.
About on the shit. Last podcast? Yeah, right. Did I talk about Chris DiStefano on the last podcast, the live show?
I don't think so. No. So no, that was last week you went.
Me and Chris, and it was 2 weekends ago, I forgot. Big night out. Big night out for the father of the year. We went down to Newport. So we're like, we're going to fucking go down to Newport, fucking drink. We'll take an Uber. Half an hour before, Chris is like, maybe I'll just drive down there. I was like, okay.
You're like, actually, no.
We go down, we go to dinner.
I'm done with Ubers.
We go to dinner. Her first drink, too spicy.
Oh.
Too much booze?
And I'm not, no, spicy. Like, spicy Paloma. It was very spicy. And I'm not like a person who has ever sent a drink back. I actually told her, I'm like, maybe I'll just drink it. I couldn't even drink it.
It was too spicy.
If I drank it, I would have had heartburn for 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Right? So I'm like, oh, big night out.
How could you even enjoy drinking something like that?
I know.
Yeah, I don't like drinks like that.
I'm not a spicy person. I already have
heartburn. I can't even do fucking Bloody Marys.
I don't like Bloody Marys either. Exactly.
Once in a while, yep. Every time I order a Bloody Mary, 75% of the way through, I'm like, probably shouldn't order the Bloody Mary.
Every time I order one, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll like one this time. I take one sip and I'm like, these things are still fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to go on a limb and say breakfast drinks kind of suck. Like,
yeah,
I'm not a mimosa guy. Mimosa, nope. You get like high off the bubbles, then like you're in bed at 12 o'clock.
Just, hit,
like,
me, just hit me
you
with
feel
the
like
fucking
shit. Orange
Irish iced coffee.
Heartburn also.
Irish iced coffee. Just give me that. Or just give me a fucking Captain and Coke.
That's like, not a,
I'm not a huge
a
vodka guy, but
though.
I don't mind
like
a vodka and OJ if it came down to it.
That's like an alcoholic drink.
Well, that's why you drink them at breakfast.
Actually, I haven't had one in years, but if I'm going to have a drink at breakfast that has alcohol, it'll most likely be
it
that.
Used to be an alcoholic drink before, like, when
or
people
Bailey's
had class.
And coffee.
Now they're like, ah, the sleeve of nips.
Fucking an Irishman. Give me a Bailey's and coffee.
Yeah, that's why I like Irish iced coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll fuck with that.
Yep.
We made espresso martinis the other day. I had, it's called Blue Chair Bay Rum. They do a mocha and a banana cream and a key lime cream. I made it with the banana cream, dude. It was bomb.
The key lime
a little
cream
rum,
sounds
a little
pretty
rum.
Fire too.
Mm. It was bomb. But like, dude, one, done. I'm done at home. I don't drink like at home. Like,
I'll drink
my
beers.
Big night out. Podcast night's like my big night out. I feel like I come here, you guys are like, oh, Chuck, real fired up last week.
I feel like I Chuck.
That's like my big night out. I'm like, really? That's my big night out.
Hey.
2 weeks. 2 weeks goes by, I'm like, I'm not even going to drink tonight. I'm like, oh, I can't let the boys down.
Yeah.
The only boy I'm talking about is me.
I usually, like, if I don't know, I can't really drink during the podcast because I try to get it edited tonight. So it's like, if I start drinking during, it never gets done. Then I
was actually thinking in my head
like, I'll
tonight,
do it in the morning. Yeah, right.
I just tried to pass a joint to Donnie. The exact move he just showed me, I was thinking of in my head today, like, maybe I should stop smoking when Donnie does that move. So for the viewers at home or the listeners at home, we're on our second joint or first joint for Donnie, but a big joint, not a regular joint, a big joint. Like, yeah.
If you ever smoke with me, you know my joints.
Yeah. So it goes around twice. I just went to Donnie, he put his hand up. Dude, I'm done. Now that happens every week. So last week into this week, I was thinking maybe I should, when Donnie puts his hand up, I should quit also. So when I go home, I'm not fucking retarded. I feel like most nights I come here drunk, leave, not even drunk. I'm just like, I'm nervous.
Stoned.
I'm like, oh, fuck. I feel like I just robbed the bank. I'm like, I have all the bills on my car. The ink splattered all over the place. Fuck, what am I going to do? That's how I feel. But I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just go home.
Yeah, I just feel great every week. I just get high.
We do the podcast at your fucking house.
Well, what do you want to tell you?
That's like... Actually, there's no comparison. We do the podcast at your house. It's like, invite everybody over to your house and be like, hey, guys, have a great night. Yeah. Or you don't do that, though. You humor me for a little bit. You're like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm like, hey, you know, I go.
Yeah,
for
you
the
eat
snacks.
All my snacks.
I go
yeah.
for the snacks. I'm like, oh shit. You're like, yo, you want me to make you a little?
Yeah, then I start cooking and shit, and then I'm drinking, and then the fucking thing still doesn't get edited.
They almost did it again, Chuck.
Yeah. Did you see that Rhode Island?
Don't get me wrong.
They're passing.
I mean?
Mushrooms going to be legal?
No.
Wow.
It's up. It started yesterday.
See, those are trippy mushrooms.
The trippies.
I'm cool with it. So. Kristen tried the one piece or whatever. Like, okay. So the girl felt bad that we know. She gave me another bar. So I was like, oh, I'll take two pieces. We went to a cookout. I didn't, like, I wasn't tripping or, like, nothing. I felt great. Know what I'm really looking for? I talked about it before. I'm not even looking for the trip. I'm looking for the day after. I'm looking... You have a trip on an eighth of mushrooms? No anxiety for 2 months.
Dude, the next
Straight,
day?
No anxiety.
I feel like the next day, I'm like, I'm so fucking...
You're like, scabu deepo, pop.
I'm so enlightened. I'm like, I'm so above it. Everybody else isn't even on my level anymore.
You know what? You want to be an asshole to me? No problem.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you're an asshole, and you're going to forever be an asshole, and I'm cool.
You're like, oh, I pulled my car up to the wrong side of the gas tank? I'll just reverse. I'll pull this baby around right now.
Yeah.
No problem. $60 for parking? I'll go around one more time, and if I don't
and
find
you know
a spot, I'll pay the $60.
And I'll tip the guy $20.
You know what? Yes, I will.
Yeah. It's so funny, and it really is like that.
Yeah. You're so happy.
It's so happy. For months, you're right. It's like it literally is like 2 months. Nothing could bother you.
Nothing. I feel like that's why, in some places, it's...
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like if I go online and talk to fucking somebody at, like, clearyourhead.com... They're gonna be like, this kid's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, you need mushrooms desperately.
Nuts. No, they're like, yeah, actually, they're like, go see my buddy Mike. He's a shaman.
Yeah.
Dude, I open up my. Dude, so lately on Friday nights, I've been trying not to, like, by the end of the week, like, I don't drink on the weekends when I'm out. I'm a lazy fuck on the weekends. I wanna be home with my family. On Sunday, I'll do a little homework on work, and, like, that's it. But. I still can't sleep. Like, I wake up at fucking 5:30, 6 o'clock on the dot every day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what.
I know. You text me back. I'll text you at like 10. I won't hear back. Wake up to your text.
I'm the fastest texter you've ever seen in your life, dude. I have such anxiety. I'll answer a text when my phone is across the room.
I'm the fucking worst, bro.
Oh, dude. I'm bad at it.
I might respond to a message
three weeks
later, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I am fucking the worst.
But my job is like answering emails.
Or I'll type the whole text out, never hit send. And then my phone will tell me. My phone will be like 3 days later, hey, did you mean to respond to this? I'll be like,
I'm the type of person
my phone doesn't even tell me that shit. I'll find it by mistake.
That's because you have an iPhone. That's because
like, oh shit, so-and-so never responded to my message, and then I realized that I never sent the fucking message.
I'm the guy who sends the text. If you don't answer now, I'm like, ha. If you don't answer in 2 hours, I'm like, ha ha.
LOL.
3 hours, I'm like, dude, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm hitting him up on Snapchat.
I get so mad when I send either trailers to you guys or music. Music doesn't work, but trailers. So if you drop the link, you got to let it sit for like a minute, and then it will show you the picture of the fucking trailer. From YouTube.
So can you push play on the trailer in the text message and play it?
I don't know. I never do it because I sent it to you guys.
Now I feel all bad that I suck at responding to the podcast messages, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we saw our own text on the side.
Yeah.
You're like my mom that got out of rehab and married a new guy and doesn't want to talk to the family.
Oh, fuck. That's heavy.
My mom didn't even do that. I just made that whole story up.
Oh, man.
She never fucked.
I just don't like texting in general. I'm going to be honest with you.
See, I don't like talking on the phone. I'm a texter.
Well, I feel like.
I hate talking on the phone.
I would rather talk in person.
Know what's so crazy?
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
Know what's so crazy? Like, the levels of people over the year. Like, so I deal with people every day. Like, I have this guy that's like, I talked about the last guy. Very nice. Calls me every day. Awesome. Pain in the ass. Great guy, though. Listen to the podcast. Another guy this week, dude. I heard through the grapevine, he made a bunch of money off of Google. Doesn't even really need to be working.
He listens to the podcast, The Pain in the Ass?
No, not yet. No, not yet. But I'm going to put him on.
I'm like, wow.
Made money with Google.
Guess what? He just stopped listening.
Made money with Google, worked for this one liquor company. Didn't work out. He wasn't even working for like much cash. Works for another liquor company. Dude, he calls me every single fucking day at 8:30 in the morning. Or texts me, hey, Chuck, just checking in. I'm like, dude, you're not even like my boss or an affiliate of like, I'm fucking nervous. You're texting me like, dude, this guy is just like, doesn't know because he's like an older guy, has money, doesn't really have the stress of a job. It's like a different, it's like a, for fun.
Yeah.
So it was like,
so that's how his, he just spends his time, just fucking calling and messaging random people and shit.
No, not random people. It's not random. Well, no, I mean, no, I'm no, like, no, but, I but mean, he's like a, he's a salesman that's like from a movie that's so like fucking, like, I'll just buy two bottles so I never have to fucking see this guy ever fucking again.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them.
He's like Ralph. He's like that guy Ralph.
I'm like, dude, I had to tell him, hey, I'm like, dude, back off.
Car salesman I work with. Holy shit.
I'm sure. I was like, dude, you need to like, it was like the last day of the month trying to get, I'm like, dude, you need to like, I didn't even say it. I'm like, hey, man, just, but that's how sales is. Everybody's a bullshitter. I'm like, I'm saying, like, I wanted to say, like, dude, leave me alone for the day. But I was like, hey, Mike. I'm like, Chuck, just getting back to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, sorry, was in an account. I'm like, I'm trying to line up those things for you. I hope I can get back to you this afternoon. If I don't, early Monday morning, you know the holiday's coming up.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to say one thing that I want to say so bad, but it's not. You cannot. Because that guy's best friend is another guy at another company. You can't do it. So you're like, hey, dude, Chuck again.
Yeah.
They like call you like Charlie. I'm like, yep, Charlie here.
It's him.
Scoot-oop, bop, boopy. Like, you know, his cousin. Was it from Superbad? His cousin?
You know, yeah, you know his cousin.
He drove all the way from Kansas City to be here.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
It wasn't Kansas City. He's like, no.
Yeah.
What was it? Scottsdale, Arizona. He drove all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight.
To be here tonight to sing for us.
He goes, Blood Brothers, man. He's...
I love it.
Call
he
your
sings.
Friends. Call your little friends.
Your fantastic fucking friends.
He goes down on the knees. That's like the best. Like, I love physical comedy. When he goes down, he's like, you guys got Facebook? Or?
Yeah. He's like, MySpace or?
He goes,
no.
All right, man.
No, guess not. Yeah, I'll try one.
Slushy.
Try a warm red slushy.
I have a confession. The other trailer I sent to you guys, never watched a Bird Box Barcelona.
It's Bird Box, but in Spanish.
I thought it just happened to be in Barcelona.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just like it's the same movie. It's in Barcelona, right?
Is Sandra Bullock in it?
No, she's not in it. So it's,
I'm out. Is Machine Gun Kelly in it?
He died, didn't he, in it?
No, they went for a ride. Did they die or they just never came back?
That's like when your dog goes for a ride when you're a kid. He's gone.
Gone.
I wish nothing you could would do take about my it. Cats for a ride.
You wish someone would?
My wife does too. I'm not even going to lie.
Why,
every day,
right?
The biggest fucking... They just don't... They're horrible, dude. It's like eating around wild animals. They are wild. I mean, actually, there's been certain people that said the most dangerous animal in the world is the house cat.
Yeah, they can kill over 10,000 different animals.
Yeah.
That's a true
dude,
fact.
These cats, we eat. Fucking it's like wild, we're fucking... Huh? You ever seen that movie with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer?
They say that birds are...
What is that movie? It's a lion movie.
They say that there's a few types of birds that are actually responsible for going extinct because cats kill over 6 billion birds a year.
Dude, these cats are
fucking wild. Huh?
What do you think about
they're
that?
Nutty.
That is a wild number.
But, dude, they're
right
just nuts. They just are relentless, dude. You turn your back, full calzone. See you later.
Like, people that have outside cats, worst thing ever for the environment. They're an invasive species.
I mean, we got fucking smog flying over the joint. I'll
take
the
smog.
That bad.
My the bigger cat that I have, that one was originally an outdoor cat, George.
Worst things to be outside.
Yeah, he was outdoor until I bought him, and he's been inside the whole time I've had him. I'm not fucking letting him be an outdoor cat. That dude, he's that's fucking cat is huge now. Absolutely fucking massive.
Oh, so my number's wrong.
Tonight on Cat Talk.
It's one to 4 billion birds in the lower 40, and then 6.3 to 22 billion other small animals. So that was the real number.
I haven't even found them.
Imagine.
That is fucking crazy, dude. I've always
What's the
been...
movie with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer?
Falling Down.
No, Ghosts in the Shadows.
I've never seen it.
It's about lions that hunt people.
They're hunting people?
Yeah. In Africa, banger.
So it's the most dangerous game.
Look it up. Put on the preview right now. What, we play an old preview every week, actually.
So yeah, what's it called?
Ghost in the Shadows.
Might as well keep it going. See, here we go.
Yeah, sure. Every week, actually, my buddy said, he's like, that's cool you guys play Mighty Joe Young.
You know how big that motherfucker is.
You better watch that cat around your daughter, man. It's a dangerous, dangerous animal.
Yeah, that's a fucking wild, dangerous animal.
He's half Maine Coon.
No, that's Ghost in the Darkness.
Ghost in the Shadows trailer?
No, Ghost in the Darkness.
What the fuck? Ghost in the, is it Ghost in the Darkness?
Right here.
Right here.
This summer, One Lion.
How the fuck have I never heard of this movie? I feel like...
I love it already. I like the music.
Oh my God. Holy...
Didn't we watch this preview this. Before?
Lions never Not that I know of. Like this. They're doing it for the pleasure.
They are not lions.
Now, I would have remembered this shit.
They are the ghost and the darkness.
Yeah, you showed me this trailer before. Race,
Colonel. And the prize is the continent of Africa. We are building the most expensive and daring railroad in history for the glorious purpose of saving Africa from the Africans and, of course, to
every white guy from every movie.
How many do you think they've killed?
100. Maybe more.
Live action.
I wish the world to think that the builders of the British Empire are afraid because of a few minor difficulties with the local wildlife.
Are you sure this was a lion?
I'm going to locate Remington. I assume you've heard of him.
We're ready!
And you see a problem with that?
Actually, no.
Now Kimmel's in the beat of his life at that point.
Get him back!
The devil has come to Samo!
I am the devil.
Yeah! That's a bold statement.
You're a rather cheerful fellow when you get to know you.
I feel like trailers back then weren't like doing the same thing as like they should like did no beat to it.
Yo, okay, man, this trailer's fire, right?
Yo, this is a good trailer.
Like a good fucking movie. It's a long trailer too.
Like the whole movie.
We just watched. Yeah, we watched the whole movie. What was that?
Val Kilmer.
The Ghost and the Darkness.
I want to see it.
Control your fear.
Like when you called to see what movie times they played that whole trailer on the phone.
That yeah, looks like a good fucking movie.
Like Ghost and Darkness playing at 2:15, 2:10, 2:05, 2:33.
That movie actually looked good.
Yo, that looked fire.
I can't even
dude.
Believe
I don't
it.
Give a fuck. That looked like a really good movie. I genuinely
I feel like
want
African tribes don't even look like that. They're like every movie like the Swati. Like what do you call it? Jim Carrey was there like
Ghost in the Darkness, and let's see what's got on Rotten Tomatoes.
I got 4.5.
Audience score on Rotten Tomatoes,
75%. 75! Valid!
Tomato-meter gave it a fucking 50.
I don't go by the tomato meter. I don't ever go by the tomato meter.
Audience score, 75% is
I always
solid.
Go by the audience.
It's a 90s movie. You got to give it a go.
No, I'll definitely watch it. I'm a big Val Kilmer fan. I think he's fucking awesome.
I feel like that's before throat cancer.
Poor guy, man. Have you guys seen him recently? He's in rough shape.
He does
nowadays.
Not look so good.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about the documentary. Right?
Did I we? Think so.
Yeah, Val. I watched the documentary. He filmed it. His kid filmed it all.
Yeah, there he is.
What a man.
Fuck,
he almost looks like Jumpsuit Jimmy.
No,
holy
what's the
shit, dude.
Oh. Yo, is that Jumpsuit
wow,
Jimmy?
Wow, bro. Look
Jimmy's
at that.
Jimmy's got Spotify, dude.
Hey, Jumpsuit Jimmy, if you're watching, you look like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that's not a diss.
Val Kilmer today, not Val Kilmer fucking
yeah,
20
that's
years
not, like,
ago.
You say like
imagine
I'm dissing
that,
him.
That was the guy in Heat yeah. that was fucking holding the machine gun. That's one of the best action scenes of all time.
Do you see Al Pacino knock some bitch up?
Yeah, and Rob De Niro did too.
Yeah,
did he?
No,
Rob De Niro
no,
did first, and then Al Pacino did after him. And
I didn't know
just
kill.
Al Pacino was like, hold my beer. He's Al Pacino's like 82.
83, yeah. I was reading, I guess.
De Niro was, I think, 78 or 79.
He told the girl he was like, he made her go get it. To
he's
like
this is the sequel to The Irishman.
Like, they went to Maury and had to go, and he like made her go get it like checked to make sure it was his.
They go to Maury.
No, I know it wasn't Maury, but.
Maury, you can wear it in the pool.
I just can't think of the one. I couldn't think of what it was called when you were getting the, I've seen it as a kid. What's it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, you can't. What is it on Maury? He's like, the results are in. The DNA results.
Oh, yeah. Maury Povich.
Yeah, I know, but what's the test called?
Paternity.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. The results are in.
Earlier,
you're a Hufflepuff.
Earlier last week, Rob De Niro, his Bob seventh De Niro. Child into the world.
Seventh kid.
Yeah, fucking.
He's like, I did it my way.
Al Pacino breaks silence on becoming a father at 83.
Big silence, yet instead of word.
That's
in
the
end.
Girl. Look at these are two. Look at this couple. Look at these two.
Yeah,
he looks good for his fucking age, bro.
He looks great for being in his 80s. That motherfucker looks like he's in his 60s.
Oh,
I fucking love Al Pacino.
Ho!
I think it is a bit reckless knocking somebody
dude,
up play at 83.
Dude, play Bill Hader.
It's like any day you could be
Bill
fucking
Bill Hader's impersonation of Al Pacino.
Hold on.
Ho! Remember when he does the Jurassic Park? Ho! There's dinosaurs everywhere! Not the ghost of the doctor's
people. Bill who?
Bill Hader.
How do you spell that? Like that?
Yeah.
Like that? No.
Bill instead of ball, but... There we go.
I'm typing one hand.
No, go down.
It's going to be this one.
That's a deep fake.
Oh, that's not even...
Yeah. These fucking deep fakes.
Are you sure it's
days.
Even real, dude?
There was one. Yeah, yeah, on SNL. Right there. Oh. No. Is that... No.
Yeah, there.
Right there, the Jurassic Park auditions.
This May on HBO, you loved Al Pacino.
No, not
Dr.
this
Kevorkian
one.
And you don't know Jack.
Is this not it?
It wasn't
they
it.
You wanted to die.
Then you loved him in another biopic.
Well, this is
another convicted murderer, Phil Spector.
These cats are trying to set me up!
Now, get ready for a whole series of biopics about accused murderers, all played by Al Pacino.
Oh,
starting
shit.
With Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Jeez Louise, I gotta put like 30 stamps on this thing. I'm the crazy one.
Watch him transform into tabloid sensation.
I've never seen them.
Amanda Knox.
I may be a sex maniac, I ain't no murderer. I'm a girl.
Then I'm a girl. Playing both Menendez brothers, and he makes a very strong choice with the accent.
Hey, bro, this trial is loco, man. Real. This is what they mean by gringo justice.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the best ones.
Captain Francesco Scatina, that Italian ferry captain who drove a cruise ship onto the rocks.
Now that's a spicy boat crab.
Watch him disappear into the world. Conrad Murray, the doctor who killed Michael Jackson.
I didn't kill no one.
Oh, shit.
How, no, have never, how have you never heard of this?
Is this all right? You cool with this? Alrighty.
With performances like these, Oscar is sure to take note. Oscar Pistorius, that is, who Pacino also plays in his upcoming biopic.
Say hello to my little legs.
Yo!
The Al Pacino accused murderer biopic series, paid for by the National Red Alliance.
I order you to see these movies.
Yo.
That's fucking hysterical.
I can't believe
I don't care who you are. That shit's funny.
I've never seen that before.
I can't believe I've never seen that either. That was hysterical.
When did that come out?
Oh, my
9
God.
Years ago? Shut the fuck up.
Is that what it says?
Somebody left the...
Yeah, just isn't
years.
The same
yeah,
without Bill
ago.
Hader.
Wow, bro. That is fucking hilarious. I can't
I was looking
that
for
was,
the Jurassic Park
has,
one.
How have none of us seen that?
I don't know, but that was fucking hysterical.
That was.
Hell of an Al Pacino impersonation.
Right?
I mean, at this point, I feel like it's... Not that hard. He plays the same guy. He's been in movies more than we've not been in movies.
Iron Sheik dies at 81 today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yep.
Tell you what, never broke character, ever.
He pissed his pants on a couple of shows, actually.
This dude that I caught up, this dude Mike, he's like probably, he's like in his 50s. He said him and his buddy were skipping school one day back in high school, right? He goes, it was the day wrestling was there. They were trying to get tickets. They see the Iron Sheik, him and his manager at the time, right? They go to talk to him. You know what the Sheik says to him? He goes, I'm not fucking talking to you. I'll fuck your mothers. He said, he said that's what the Iron Sheik said to them. I was like, good for
I like that.
I do
actually,
too.
The name of the podcast, I Fuck Your Mothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legend.
Actually, that like, he was an asshole. Like
that was his
like,
character. He never broke character
No, but
ever.
He was an asshole like to people all the time. Like in
just
public.
He never broke character.
Yeah, he like pissed his pants and shit, like all cocked up.
But
he was
it that he never broke character, or that was just like who he was? He was always that character.
Maybe
that was just his fucking personality, you know. Either way, hell of a personality, hell
yeah.
of a character,
hell of an
way.
Actor, hell of a wrestler,
one hell of a model American. Succession.
Yo,
finale.
How crazy! Look, my mom just sent me Iron Sheik dead. How? Oh my God! How creepy!
That's fucking crazy.
Iron Sheik. Gone too soon. First Tina, then the Sheik.
The Sheik.
Succession finale happened. We talked about, I mean, you guys don't watch it, but I talked about it. Very good ending. Like Sopranos-esque. Like almost like maybe some people didn't want to see it happen that way. What are you going to do? Succession finale.
I got to watch it.
No, I think you would like it if you watched it, but I think it's almost funny because my buddy was like, dude, sometimes you'll say something like, yeah. And then he goes, your buddies don't even lie. They're like, didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Like, sorry, didn't watch it.
Oh, dude, meant to watch it. Didn't get to it. Ted Lasso finale, crya.
Still haven't watched it.
Very, dude, Jesse.
I heard that's series. One of like the best shows.
I mean, I'm just trying to sell this to people.
The show Barry, I guess, is getting its last season, which I also haven't watched, yeah, but I heard that's good too.
I watched the first like few seasons, but I guess
this is it Bill Hader in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
And that's how you bring it full circle.
That's how you do it. Gordon Ramsay.
Took me 3 years to get this good. Gordon, I like the food. Did you start watching MasterChef?
Yeah.
I like that too. That's looking good.
The girl from Rhode Island?
From Providence?
Vegan cook?
Yeah, I'm not into that. I'm not into the whole vegan thing.
Chef Iran was very tough. Yeah.
How about Joe Bastianich has resting bitch face?
How about his mustache is so off kilter?
It's disgusting.
He's like waiting. He's like a guy that's in between, like me, I shave my head. And if I go to you on a Saturday, it's an off week. And like, there's nothing to do with it.
He looks weird.
His like mustache, it was like one line all squiggly. He's it doesn't, like, oh,
it looks
so
like it's
some, Bruno.
It looks like he painted
He looks
it.
Like the guy from Luca.
I haven't seen Luca, but.
He looks like the guy.
I'll have to watch it. I still got to watch the Lyle.
Dude, banger. What's his face? Can't think of his name. No Country for Old Men. He was like the bad guy.
Oh, all right, so man, how about in MasterChef?
Fucking movie, dude. That's one of my
favorites.
Yeah, but
he's in Lyle Crocodile. Banger.
So how about really MasterChef, right? With the dude who was like the ex-drug addict and shit. Did you see it?
Yeah.
How about they showed the pictures of him knotted out on the couch? I was like, oh my God.
It looks like Austin.
He's like, yeah, back. You know, he's like, I used to be a real drug addict. And they show him like this. He's like, argh. I was like, wow.
Yeah, so that's like, I cried at the end. I was like, fuck.
I didn't.
I was like, I hope he does it. He's like, yo, dude, he's like, fuck it. I won tonight. Let's go and party.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, he deserves it more than anybody else for finally being a fucking adult. Why should he win? Fuck him and his sob story.
Well, I mean, it always is a story. She's like, my second cousin's aunt made a grilled cheese and burnt herself alive.
Yeah, see, I'm into that. That's fine.
So I want to be top chef. She's like, my kids are off to college and I just really wanted to do something for myself. Like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, don't give me the
like,
mom.
Let's get one thing completely clear, big boy.
Did you watch Champions?
Is it the parsnips I could do without?
Did you end up watching Champions?
No, Woody Harrelson. I did not.
You got to watch it. It's funny. Hilarious. It's really? Kind of like The Ringer.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I figured.
Well, it is, but it isn't. You know what I mean? You know why it is.
I zoned out. I was looking for something to talk about. Yeah. I was looking for a new topic. I lost it.
All right, so.
Four years. I heard she.
This is a. There we go. Look at him pulling
wanna
classic highlights.
I want to find
who was it that was one of his rivals he got pulled over with, fucking all fucked up? They had a bunch of alcohol. They were drunk. They were all fucking coked up and shit. And fucking WWF back in the day had to, like, sweep it under the rug.
I don't know.
Back up into the ring in just a
like
moment.
Every guy in
more
that.
Exciting fucking action.
Pencil?
Pencil, yeah, that's.
Uncensored outtakes?
Buy a lot of those. They may not be selling. You got any tips for me here? Any special stock I should be looking at?
Can I say hi to Mom?
Randy Savage, Cream of the Crop, is the best promo of all time.
I'll tell you
is anybody
what,
more
Kamala
fucked up than anybody
a...
ever I've ever seen?
Look up
Randy Savage, Cream of the Crop, dude. That's the best. Dude, you will geek out. I don't understand like how we did this. Or what.
I like the one with the... Dude. I personally
WrestleMania
like
3 at the Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. It's a day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man
nothing
Randy.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing. Man.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top. Yeah, unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. Yeah. But the cream will rise to the top. Oh yeah, Macho Madness. Yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it. Yeah, let me say it. Out loud, and let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation. The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah, I am the cream and the
Pro Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute.
There is no doubt about it. Yeah, you mean Gene Okerlund. You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh, wait a minute, though, Randy. I've got to ask you very seriously. Do you blame Mr. Jack Tunney, the distinguished president of the World Wrestling Federation, for Ricky Steamboat being the Intercontinental Champion today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, outside interference. Yeah, in my moment of glory. Yeah, I know I'm living in a nightmare.
Oh,
and I am
shit.
The cream. And now, not only the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt must fall, but the World Heavyweight Championship belt. Because Hulk Hogan, yeah, I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop. And there is no one that does it better than the Macho Man Randy Savage. On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are, yeah. And I'm talking to everyone in the World Wrestling Federation. And I'm even talking to President Jack Tunney, yeah. I'm on my way. And nothing is gonna stop me. Nothing's gonna stop me.
You know, just out of curiosity, Randy and I certainly don't know your tremendous God-given talents, but I'm very curious. I haven't seen Elizabeth lately.
Yeah, she's on the outside of the ring. Does she interfere in matches? Yeah. Nothing, zero, yeah. Pure athlete, yeah. And I've been,
pure athlete, yeah.
To the bottom, and because
he was a great fucking athlete, no bullshit.
The cream of the crop.
Did you guys know he was a professional baseball player before he was a professional wrestler?
I did not know
that. Randy Savage was?
Yeah, look it. He was a professional
baseball
player.
Stop that right now,
President Jack Tunney.
Yeah. But we were talking about before, right? Iron Sheik. It happened. It was Hacksaw Jim Duggan and him got pulled over by the New Jersey State Police.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan
on their way to a WWF event, suspecting Duggan of DUI. After search of the vehicle, Duggan was under the influence of marijuana and Sheik was high on cocaine. And they were rivals at the time.
Allegedly.
He's like, I don't do that shit. They're like, he's good. How about cancel or uncancel? Are you going to watch That 70s Show? Danny Matheson got caught for, he got charged with rape.
No, did he?
Yeah.
He got charged.
Went back to trial again, yeah. Two counts.
A bunch of fucking rapists and fucking pedos in the world. I'm not
surprised. But he was a big Scientologist. He's like, hey, if you don't take off your pants, the aliens are going to come and get you.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah, well, not now. He could be going
to
jail. He could be going to jail for life.
Life.
He's got life?
He could be going to jail for 30
years. No shit. Fucking scumbag.
Look at who popped up.
No, there's no way that he got life.
Depending on how bad it was. But, you know, normally.
Yeah, Red said he put a boot in his ass.
It also depends on, like, the state that you fucking do that shit in. Some states have harsher consequences, like fucking Florida.
Greece, you go, they allow
Florida,
it.
you get the death penalty for being a fucking pedo. You know, here you get, like, fucking a year and a half in prison, you're fucking back out on the streets.
You know, I don't think it's that different, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Florida. In Florida, you die. In Rhode Island, you're like, ah.
Yeah, no.
We'll give him a go.
No, that's a fact. They passed legislation and gave the death penalty to pedophiles in Florida.
Rhode Island,
how many fucking people do
Is
we
that true?
Know? Yeah, it's a fact.
I'm looking up the Danny Masterson.
That's pretty crazy, really?
Yeah.
In Florida, Rhode Island's that weird?
Yeah. No, that's a fact, yeah.
We've heard a lot of facts on this podcast.
Lots of facts.
No, but it was recently they passed a legislation to give pedophiles a death sentence in Florida. They
don't like, a large pizza before they die.
like in Rhode Island, like I said, it's like short prison sentence. We all know a fucking pedo scumbag that's back on the streets. I think we talked about that last episode.
Yeah. We called them all out last time.
I did.
Fuck.
Sorry about that, uncle.
I'm all for them bringing the death penalty to pedos in Rhode Island. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Was that an article? Or you just
and if you're a pedo listening, that's how I feel.
Maximum sentence.
I hope we have no pedos listening to the podcast. This is a pedo-free podcast. Yeah. Get your hands off your own penis.
I just wish death upon all of you.
It says, on Wednesday, the 47-year-old actor was convicted of two rape charges stemming from a 2020 charge of forcibly raping three women in separate incidents between 01 and 03.
Wow.
30 years to life, state prison.
Isn't that crazy?
He's going to the pen. Your pal in the pen.
Crazy. Fucking Hyde going to jail.
We'll have to write him. That's what we should start doing, writing like writing people in jail.
Yes. There you go.
We just write pedos in jail.
Talk shit.
That could punish.
Yeah, that's a death penalty for You know, if somebody, you know what I mean, gets caught of molesting a child.
Yeah, he signed a bill that could punish.
Yeah, meaning if you're a pedo, it could punish you. You know what I mean? If you're not one, then you're fine.
What's Rhode Island's?
Rhode Island, no. Like, you don't get the death penalty in Rhode Island. For
obviously, you get right out. Look at fucking.
Like, that's what we're saying. Like in Rhode Island, right, you don't. Out. There is.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you get right out in Rhode Island. The kid that I used to train at the gym got out.
Like,
fucking,
make sure you pay all your pocket.
Got out in a year and a half. Another kid I went to high school with did 1 year. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
fucking homeboy next door, the kid that we were talking, the maze runner. He only did like a year.
Rhode Island has like horrible fucking.
Follow him on Instagram. You're like, he's.
I don't think he's allowed to have an Instagram. Rhode Island's like he's trying to meet little girls on the internet.
Yeah, Rhode Island's like a fucking pro criminal state. The state sucks when it comes to shit like that.
Oh, let's be criminals.
Judge is like, let's be perverts.
No, I didn't.
No.
All right, dude, I'm fucking kidding. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Chuck. Why would you go there?
That's the name of the episode, Let's Be Perverts.
Oh, man.
That's just like, I was up all night editing this.
Yeah, I was. After that, I had this disgusting ass fucking red slushy.
Actually, it's not good. The blue
one. It is not good. It is not good.
That's only a 4-pack, that's why.
Yeah, these are not good. So nobody drink the Downey's red slushy. Doesn't taste too red.
Yeah, every week we're going to do like a low-budget review.
It's not that's a Downey cider, huh?
Hey.
Move this dog. Nadia, get out of the goddamn way.
Red slushy popcorn review.
Yeah. Nadia, who eats?
Dummy.
What are you, dead
I'm
over
trying
there?
To get her attention, only she runs at me.
You want to get run over again? I'm going to do the wire dance. Come over here.
You're gonna hit her on the podcast, like.
Yeah, that wasn't real. That wasn't real.
That was not real.
Yeah.
Dude, stop hitting.
We're not actually abusing animals.
I'm actually petting her right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good. You might want to edit that out, fucking Jesse. That sounded pretty legit.
Pedo.
Oh, that's fucked up.
His podcast just went right off the fucking.
Yeah. What else is fucking?
We always go off the fucking. We always
did you go down to Portsmouth to go on the fucking...
The train ride?
Yeah, the train ride
I don't
thing.
Think it was Portsmouth, but yeah, I did. Yeah, maybe it was. And I actually...
Yeah, it was, because I have a gift care of a bar. It was right. I take care of a bar, and I went down today, and I seen him.
I have a gift
Gold Stream Tavern.
Yeah, I have a gift certificate to go again.
We're going out again. Let me go loop-de-loop.
Let me go loop-de-lie. Right? Isn't that how it goes? All right, so let's get into music then. Pee breaks, music break.
Create room for another beer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's start with we'll start with self-titled and Apathy, and someone else is on this. Swashbuckling.
I hold on to the gun.
Why should he hold on to the gun?
Because I already got it, motherfucker.
Apathy attacks. Apathy attacks. Like asteroids or avalanches. Welcome to hell, I'm Lucifer's lieutenant. In the school of hard knocks, I'm the superintendent. Treat a hoe like a hoe, why would you get offended when 90% of y'all are all stupid and pregnant? Bunch of freaks out of the summer heat. No wonder brothers creep. Pick up lines work once you're slower than a southern beat. I'm living proof, I could get in these booths to make rappers turn pussy. I'ma give them a deuce. My shit is the truth. North Face and Timberland boots. I'm 92 Tupac reading scripts for juice. Yeah, you got the cash, I'ma rob your ass. Stick you with a stocking mask.
You out for the dope?
Come on, you gotta ask. I'm good with the guns, good with the funds. When your shit'll get done, riddle your body with metal. Get rid of the evidence for the detectives come. So clear a path for the bully and a bulldozer. Booby trap the trunk with a park in case I'm pulled over.
You're welcome. You're all welcome.
Fuck you. No, come and see right. Come and see right.
Out of my city's dudes are dookie. I don't even wanna hear it. Please somebody shoot me. Put me out of my misery quick. I am through giving a shit. I am officially on a mission from a different planet. A solar system with some nerdy equipment. I got the Fagatron cannon pointed at your position. So quick and efficient. Come have a listen for yourself. Take a peek in my kitchen. You better loosen up your belt. More flavor than a freaking rotisserie chicken. Who left the mic on? Holy shit, Jiminy Crickets. I am an icon. Turn the lights on when I finish. I treat beats like a pipe bomb and I just lit it. Fuck your iPod and every trash rapper that's in it. Come snuggle with a python, it's fun for minutes. It's been a lifelong dream, now I'm seeing the fruit. The DGC killing machine, the RYU, suck it.
We all came in to see a show. We want everybody cooperation in the place tonight.
Hey yo, ready, set, machete, red, blocky, that'll never jet. The coolest cat, coolest motherfucker that you ever met. You got the nerve to spit about how you murder clicks and bust guns, but those are just two other words for tits and cock cameras. Those are just two other words for dicks. And from a couple clowns like y'all, it seems that's a perfect fit. It's like, make yourself a dang quesadilla. I'm drunk off this fuck wow shit. Don't let me near that quesadilla. Shades a chiller, lady killer, for real, erase your villa. I'm Freddy, Jason, Godzilla, I'm devastation, a killer. Y'all cats be out of bars like you're fresh from jail. The only carrots y'all be holding for your son's lunch pail. I unveil the unrail, a done deal, you punks fail. Shit, we go in on peace, like y'all go in on 2-for-1 sales. And I assume you know my man self, a room your peace from the pterodactyl. Y'all be dinosaur juniors in a mouth.
Believe me, sir, he's not human. And are you aware that he tortured them with a refinement of cruelty?
Self-titled, known as a gangster self-titled, known as a gangster self.
Fuck a bitch, I'm on some borderline rape shit. I'm putting one in the oven and it ain't a fucking Dunkin' Hines cake mix. Nah, I will put a few stacks on your spine. You are a money back guarantee, plus I'm out my mind. Where's the catering service? I need to feed my ego. Sit at home, smoke, collect checks, and eat Doritos. Yeah. Drive around in a $60,000 car. Douse your mom and pa, got at least 60 gallons more. Manipulate metaphors, I am rhyme and roll. I am the human torch, of course I got fire on. So henceforth, what you say is irrelevant. I'll put the metal in your chin like Kanye's skeleton. Disintegrate flesh when lead enzymes chew. Even you went right to, them hollows went right through. My marksman training is ill, when I clap it's barking. Use your kids training wheels as a practice target.
That was mean.
Yeah, he is. He's always mean. All right, let's get into Am I Dreaming? Metro Boomin, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, I like this jam.
This is off of the Spider-Man, new Spider-Man.
Yeah, across the universe.
Yeah, it is. And it's from. It's from. Look at the picture.
ASAP still got it.
I don't feel I lose them my dreaming. Is them more like cars got me feeling like it's so too much I feel beaten. But I can't give up, I'm still fighting.
Feeling like the thing for one. Count up my ones, lacing up my favorite ones. One of a kind, one of one, the only one. Got one shot and one chance to take it once. Kiss my mama on the forehead before I get the cold red. Cause I was born bred to go in. Toast ready, swing by 410. Beef patty, cornbread. In the concrete jungle with my homies. All get focused, all rage your toasts. For nickname, Mr. Kanan do the most is. I was living down bad in my folks' crib. Now I'm laughing to the bank and the joke is. Did more things than folks did or folks get. We been getting this fly since some po' kids. My rich friends and my broke friends coexist. They love the mix and we know what it is.
That's DJ Break. Yeah, I'm cool.
I can't.
little Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like that. A little Spidey action. All right, this is Get Out the Way. Static Selecta, Bun B, and somebody else is on this too.
Yo, Selecta.
Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. UGK. You need to get out the way. You need to learn the game before you try to play. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. UGK. Represent just like I should. It's time to learn the game before you try to play. It's Bun B, I'm ripping P-A-T. Pull off the Texas, motherfucker, I'm a B-A-G. Come on down to where this B-A-B. We deep down in the dirty where these niggas that go for B-A-D.
Bun B's nice.
Grimy ass gutter niggas that go hard. And they ain't never heard of no goat yard. They the type of cats that ashore at your house and your yard. Whoop you and your daddy, bitch ass, they so hard. See, you can take it as a joke, but why you waiting for somebody to laugh? To be to cut you in half. With the K, we don't play with the chopper. And we take no shit off a bitch. Be a nigga or a bopper. Big nut holder, big dick slanger. Big knot stacker and a big body swanger. Pop trunk, I'm a banger. UGK for life, you ain't with it, you can get the middle finger.
Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. UGK.
But you need to get out the way. You need to learn the game before you try to play.
Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. UGK.
Represent just like I should. It's time to learn the game before you try to play.
I'ma represent the game like a OG should. And hold it down for the pimp and keep a fist full of wood. I got a swizzle full of good, a pot full of bread. And plus a resume to back up every word that I said. You heard what I said? Money at the door round here. We got the top drop down on 84s round here. And I'm the first motherfucker on the block for the cash. And if you step out of line, partner, we popping your ass. I'm a certified old school goddamn fool. The trill recognized trill and I don't recognize you. Corey Moe is the name. Step your game up, man. You can catch me off and off Shepard doing the thing. All I need is a couple of grams of sour D's and a thick-thighed popper determined to swallow these. Now that's what I call a hell of a day. But you need to know the game before you try to play, nigga.
Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. UGK.
But you need to get out the way. You need to learn the game before you try to play.
Give a fuck, nigga, what you say.
Little Bun B action.
I always like Bun B.
Yeah, that was good.
Let's see what G's listening to.
Man. Oh, shit. Blue Cantrell from Rhode Island.
Really?
She was scheming. Yeah.
I didn't know that. We haven't done it. We haven't checked in on G in a while.
While was she was scheming. I was in the demon.
Oh, okay. Can't believe that I
call my men cheating. It was actually a banger.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. All right, let's get in on your song. Emotional.
I thought we just randomly check in on G. Does G even know that we do that?
Nope.
That is
so this is
that makes it
I was
better.
In the beam of just beaming.
Emotional Oranges, Surrender.
Yeah, Rory's album.
Yeah.
He does not even sing another one. He's a representative. This is a banger.
I don't remember what's your agenda. I won't surrender. I don't remember what's your agenda. I won't surrender. Shorty won't waste no time, she won't wait no lines. And I really can't complain, let me just stay my lane. All too expensive, Birkin bag, she winning. Now I can't afford it, but I really should mind my business. See my mama calling on some when you gonna have children shit. Going back and forth like I ain't good at pretending. I said I ain't good at pretending. Let me find, yeah, I wanna spend some time with you. Do me right, yeah, I need like every night with you.
I like this.
Let me find, yeah, I wanna spend some time with you. Right, yeah, I need like every night with you.
No warrior,
no. This is over, yeah. Breaks down.
Let me flip the script, let me switch the role. Pull up on you, blacked out in the road. Sit that on my lap, now you riding ghost. Keep it on the low, 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 low.
control. Maybe you're spending the night. There's no letting go. Feel you on my skin like we laying in Cabo. I get white hot as
Cabo. I wanna lay in Cabo. Say
you and I'll be flying private. Mesmerized when I back, back, back it for you. You better work, you gotta beg all night for it. Crazy when I flip the vibe. How did I get all this fire? They were sipping on me, so I started running wild. So when you see me standing, I'ma be the last one. Got ahead of their agenda, so I'm never gonna surrender.
Guys seem to be doing pretty good after the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they had their own big following from being on Joe Budden.
Emotional Oranges. That was like kind of like their album with a couple people mixed in, and Rory.
Well, Rory's their producer, or that like promo guy or whatever. He talked about that when he was on Joe Budden.
He's like, I'm just going to drop my name in the middle of your song. That was a banger, though. That was a good song.
Yeah, they got a lot of bangers.
Yeah, that whole album just came out.
You
like
know,
yesterday.
I've been on the Emotional Oranges.
It came out yesterday. It's
I've been on the Emotional Oranges for a while.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, like an emotional mandarin.
Yes, exactly. A Clementine. More like a Clementine.
Can't go wrong with a mandarin.
I'm a little smaller and I'm a little sweeter. Yeah.
Little mandarin, you need little chips.
Well played. Yeah. Well played.
If you're mandarin, you need little chips in the end of the salad. You know, little...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I'm a blood orange. Who are we kidding?
All right, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the Pervert Podcast this week. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don. Always consider myself a Clementine.
Yeah. Jesse. And this is...
Jesse, one Kiwi ass
mother. This is first person sign.
Yo, God, you ever wonder what the fuck your purpose is out here, man? What you put on
yo,
your
man.
Is it from Bella?
Here we go.
I know what it's from.
Nah, for real, man.
I was a child of the 80s, growing up in the 90s. A small black child of power, you couldn't find me. Because I shyly would hide away from the faces. They used to look me in the face, baby, you make it. And told me to stand strong, because you're gonna be God. Beyond the dark, the sun shine hard. A new day, so I pray I'm gonna make them right. I fight for life and make sure my life's right. I stand strong on my own too, so what you gonna do? I hold you in the web of my speech and mold you into my past. Cause this verse is a looking glass. Surpass the evil, it is serve my people forever. Night a child is born, a lone star coming out of the sky to lead the wise men. Come again, tell me the truth, I wanna listen. A heavy burden I carry for my people to live. Losing my mind one piece at a time. Rewind events in my life and I find the hardships outnumber the good times. Still I stand tall and hold my head high, flee the scenes. Maybe things get better, but no they never did it. I'm back to where I started, smoking pack today and acting like alcoholics. No money in my wallet and feeling really retarded. Fuck the bullshit, so I hit the school shit. Got the degree and made these other motherfuckers see I am who I am. I stand tall like God, worked hard, erected the sun. My name is Sight Star. You wanna talk about, then you wanna be me now. Fell out of the sky and rose out of the ground. A new man, new plan, so goddamn, I got fans, then float to Japan. To this night a child is born, a lone star coming out of the sky to lead the wise men. Come again, tell me the truth, I wanna listen. A heavy burden I carry for my people to live. Mama died, so I had to get my homework done. I couldn't sit around and be a bitch and not do shit. Worked hard for everything that you see that I got. You motherfuckers getting mad, but you walking the block. Well, I be up in my shop, writing my rhymes. Got a call from McKean and we formed a group sign. Now look at us now, a short time later, we devastating the area, showing the local haters we are. Not just a transitory pause. Two niggas right here for the cause. Sight Star, survive divine universal. Bitch, I hurt you if you ever call us commercial. We thirsty.